since 1991.
Yemeni forces have raided an Al-Qaeda hideout. Some big clashes erupting as a result of that part of retaliation. In the meantime, 8 Americans killed by an Afghanistan suicide bomber. They were CIA. All of the victims were agents or contractors. What a year, 2009. We're saying goodbye to it and ushering in a new year and a new decade. Got any resolutions? Or would you like to lend some resolutions to some of the politicians and business folks making news this year or making news in general? Ben Bernanke, I'd like to give him a resolution. Just don't testify and jack with the interest rates anymore. Could the dollar get any worse? They're just printing paper. It's paper. I pulled out money today out of my wallet, and I thought, really, what? I'm looking at the money. What is this money worth, really? As we have no clue how much has been printed. The Chinese know it's not worth very much, and they know that they are dangling that carrot, that debt that they hold above our heads as it continues to tick away. So I hope that we don't pummel more onto that deficit as we head into 2010. Boy, it sounds funny just to say it. Wishing you and yours a very happy new year. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. You can shoot me a note day or night at americatonight.net. Or you can certainly dial the digits if you are alive and kicking out there and you want to participate and throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right, sadly, today when I woke up, I was, somebody had actually sent me, you know when you have a phone and it has that ping? I didn't turn it off, and someone had pinged me to tell me about what was going on with the suicide bomber and the fact that it was looking like it was CIA. So you have, from Canada, you had five other people that were killed, too. It happened in a complex in eastern Afghanistan, and what's scary here, too, is they would, the suicide bomber penetrated a heavily fortified complex in eastern Afghanistan. That's what's disconcerting. So the suicide bomber blew himself up in either the gym or the dining area on Camp Chapman near the Pakistani border. And of the people that were killed, that, you know, the civilians, etc., the common denominator is all were connected to the CIA. Has to be one of the worst days for the CIA, certainly in terms of the loss of life since the war began 8 years ago. And it looks like the attack might have been the result of a lapse in security. Ooh, this is too familiar, isn't it? Whether it's on our soil or somewhere else. One of the few times that any militant, and this is true, this is the first thing I thought of, has actually managed to get around guards somehow and attack inside. Again, a heavy, heavily locked down facility. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. So this area where the attack happened is very close to a Taliban stronghold. That's the idea and why it was there. It's where insurgents who use Pakistan as a flow, a base flow back and forth across the border, that's where it is. They were able to infiltrate, obviously, and that suicide bombing is just terrible. And I guarantee you want to talk about off guard. There is an off guard attack. I mean, this attack was directed really at a non-military camp and has to be, like I said, the deadliest against American civilians since the start of the war. Remember, in August, 16 people died in a helicopter crash in Kandahar, but that was because of a mechanical failure, right? So this comes on the same day that the U.S. military has heavily been defending itself after hundreds of Afghans protested a weekend raid that Afghan government officials are saying killed 10 of their civilians. So things are really collapsing in Afghanistan on a couple of different fronts, but this has been the problem, and this is obviously what the generals have been talking about in with the people and winning the people over and why you needed more folks on the ground and all that other sort of stuff. But I think it's very, very troublesome. And I can't even imagine what's going on at the CIA right now, that that somebody was able to get in there and do what he did, how he was able to blow himself up and take all those other people with him. And this was a locked down area, one that was supposed to be, if for lack of a better word, a safe haven for civilians who were there, as safe as you can get in a war situation, particularly one like that. Oof. All right, staying along the same course, talking about those forces hitting the Al-Qaeda hideouts, you can only hope they nailed some of the worst of the worst, right? So the Yemeni guys got into the middle of a gun battle. They were vowing, of course, to eliminate the group behind that Christmas bombing deal, right, the attempt anyway. And it happened in western Yemen, which is an area, where one of the most notorious groups, the group that attacked the embassy in 2008, that's one of their strongholds, I guess, and they say at least one suspect was picked up during the clash, which is anyone they can get is good, but they're going to keep continuing to strike until the group is totally eliminated. Got to love those words. Really? You're going to continue to track down Al-Qaeda terrorists and strike and strike and strike until it's totally eliminated? That's what the Deputy Interior Minister said. That sounds good to me. There's no back and forth. We're working on the strategy. They're just going to go hit them and hit them hard. Al-Qaeda in that Arabian Peninsula is, this group is an offshoot of Osama bin Laden's group, and they were the ones who claimed, and that's why they're hitting them, claimed that they were behind that attempt to blow up that plane in Detroit that was bound for Detroit but originated in Nigeria and then Amsterdam and so forth. The 23-year-old Abdullah Matala, the passenger who was picked up on Friday after he tried to bring down the Northwest flight, which was carrying almost 300 people. Whew. I mean, it's just that number. Every time I think about that, crazy, crazy number. The government has said that Abdullah Matalib spent two periods in the country from 2004 to 2005, and again from August to December of this year, just before the attack, which is where he supposedly had the materials sewed into the underwear and gained the confidence of Al-Qaeda, etc. His father tried to do something about it, and then, of course, nothing was done. All right, New Year's is a time for resolutions. I mentioned that at the top, and you might have a few that you want to share. I've gotten a couple of emails on it, and I'll go through those emails, I promise, before we skedaddle here at the end of the hour. But it's interesting when you think about resolutions, and I think of quotes. I'm a quote person. And there's a funny one that I heard from Jay Leno that I wrote down, scribbled down a couple of years ago. He said, New Year's Eve, where old acquaintance be forgot, unless, of course, those tests come back positive. But boy, that sums up this year for a lot of folks, from sports to business to even politicians like John Edwards, who found themselves in some pretty wild predicaments. So, well, you know the numbers. You can jingle them, light them up, as it were. 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you here on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
And you have to love that version of it. Thanks, Donovan. May all your troubles last as long as your resolutions. I truly wish that for everybody listening to America Tonight. And I thank you for your support in 2009 and look forward to some great things in 2010. Thanks to many of you. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Jay?
Hello, I'm here. How are you?
Pretty good. You? Hey, real quick, I just want to get something off. I was reading today, with the economy, you know, it's supposed to be picking up slowly. You know this, right?
Yeah, right.
YRC Corporation, which owns Yellow Motor Freight, Roadway Motor Freight, USF Holland, Penn Truck Lines, USF Fenmore, has shut their doors at midnight tonight. Almost office employees, drivers, over dock workers, over 40,000 employees nationwide.
Wow.
That is, and we'll see the economy booming on that. And that's an old company. No, I mean, Yellow and Roadway, you see them all over the place, man. They're old, and they always specialized in less than truckload, which was always like the, you know, that was where the money was. But I hear them all the time on TV and the radio saying the economy's, it's picking up slowly. There was another company last week went out in Oklahoma City, Arrow Truck Lines, and when they went out, they stranded 1,400 drivers nationwide. I mean, if you lived in Texas, you might have been in New York. Left you no money, left you nothing, you're stranded. So,
That's heartbreaking.
Stops. I don't care what they say. It is kind of, you know, when these guys going into the new year, and these are guys that you're talking. I mean, they stimulate the economy. They're making anywhere 50 to Some of YRC drivers, I know a few of them, were making in the six figures, in the $110,000, $115,000 range.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's kind of sucks after Christmas, but I guess better after Christmas than before Christmas. But
yeah, I agree with you.
I wanted to...
Stu, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I agree with you. I think that I don't understand where this crap is coming from, that things are getting better, because that's definitely not what I'm hearing from a lot of people in all walks of life, professional, non-professional, college-educated, non-college-educated. It's across the board. I'm not hearing that at all. I think that's just propaganda that's pumped out there to try to make people feel better.
Well, everything has to move, and I don't care where you live and what you have. It was brought to you somehow on a truck.
That's
regardless,
right.
Whether you like it or not, it was brought that way. And I've heard people say, oh, we can ship it all by rail or all by ship. Well, you're an idiot if you think that. It's impossible. It's not going to happen. Before there were trucks, there was horse carriages. It took them out of wagons. It took them to the cities and or to the country towns and stuff. But it just... You know, I've been in this business 18 years, and I've seen a lot of companies come and go, and there were some that I never thought I would see go. And I watched my profit go from about 27% down to about 10%. So, and you know, it's affected by everything. It's affected by any type of oil is affected, or steel, it all comes down to the same line. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tires are affected. I mean, it's about $5,500 to put tires all the way around truck and trailer if you put virgin rubber around now.
Right, exactly.
And you know, and hubs are $100. They used to be $20 all day long. So I just wanted to bring that up. Like I said, they talk about the economy and think about them guys in the new year. That's a lot of jobs, and that's a lot of families, and a lot of people going to be without work.
Yeah. Absolutely, I agree with it. Knock on wood, everything's good with you, though, Stu, and your family, right?
Yeah, so far so good. We don't know how long Obama will keep that going. That's even 65% payroll tax.
I know.
But, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of, like I said, and when a big one like that goes, man, you stand back and you go, wow. I mean, that's just unbelievable. And then for the idiots in Oklahoma City just ditched their guys all over the country. That was pathetic.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Fuel off, no money. They were stranded. I just talked to a guy earlier today. He was down in Knoxville when a couple other guys took up collections to get some of these guys home. Instead of taking their trucks to dealerships, these guys were going to try to make it home. Didn't have enough money to put in the truck. Wasn't even their trucks they're putting fuel in. Fuel $2.75 a gallon, 5 miles a gallon, you don't get very far. And them guys tallied up some money and bought fuel for these guys, try to get them home. And it's a bad deal. So thank God Yellow and YRC was smart enough to make sure it was done when everybody was at home and say, okay, guys, they come out with December 21st, but today they made the final decision it was going to be done.
Yeah,
so,
no kidding.
What are you doing for New Year, Kate?
You know, for New Year's, I'm going to, for New Year's Day, I'm going to a party. New Year's Eve, I'm just hanging in the hood. I'm not doing anything because, that's not the, pretty much it's the amateur night and I'm not into that. I'm going to go play golf in the morning and then I'm going to go to a party in the afternoon. That sounds pretty good, huh?
Oh, it must be nice to be able to golf on New Year's Day. Yeah, I want to sit at the house and I want to drink some of Sam's Canadian whiskey up there in his neck of the woods. And everybody laughs at me and says, you live in Kentucky, you don't drink bourbon, man. You drink Canadian whiskey. But
ooh, that sounds good.
Something about that whiskey comes in that purple bag, man. It beats them all. So.
No kidding. That sounds really good. Well, you have a happy New Year. As a granddaughter of a trucker, I certainly feel when I hear all these sad headlines.
Okay.
Yeah. Take care.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Ooh, Canadian whiskey. I think his plans actually sound better, and he's got his brand-new daughter, who can only be, I think Stu's daughter is just a couple of months old now at this point, probably 2 months at the most, maybe three. Time flies so fast. All right, 800-259-5791. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. You excited for the new year?
I'm an optimist, despite all the pessimism, so I try hard to be optimistic. I agree with what Stu was just saying about the headline saying that it seems like we're turning a corner. None of the insiders I know, or just the regular folks I know, think that. So I wish everyone the best, and I hope that it is a better year for a lot of people.
Okay, well, just don't be too optimistic about your Eagles. So
I knew you were going to say that. I left the door open for you to trash me on the Eagles. Oh, you better not be too optimistic about the Cowboys. Let me just tell you this. Today I was at the airport dropping my mother off. When I dropped her off, I had an Eagles hat on, and the guy ribbed me a little bit. The porter was, you know, kind of joking with me. And I said, listen, I'm going to tell you this about your Cowboys. You can dance all around and say whatever you want that they won the first game, but there is no way the Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles three times. So you better be careful what you wish for.
Okay. So, you see, I'm an Android street kid because I really just don't care. I mean, I know you think I'm a cowboy homer on, but until Jerry Jones is done and gone, you know, I mean, I've given up on this team for the most part, and I don't think Rome was a winner. I mean, they'll get to the playoffs, but that'll be about it, you know. But, and he can keep making changes all he wants, but maybe it's just Jerry Jones isn't a winner. I mean, I know he won the three Super Bowls, and that was Jimmy Johnson's work, you know. But anyway, enough on sports. But I'm hearing they're saying that you know, this 10% unemployment is going to pretty much go through most of the decade, and it isn't turned around, and jobs that are created are just going to be a sort of a jobs that are lost, you know, like Stu was just talking about, and I don't know where. He's hearing that things are getting better. Yeah, the financial aspect, maybe the financial markets might be turning around a little bit, but when it comes to jobs, there's no magic windows when things are going to be back down around 5%. And I told you why I think that happened, Kate. You know what caused it, right?
What do you think caused it?
I know what caused it. The internet. So. If you sit back and think of all the things, I mean, you know,
yeah.
From newspapers
yeah.
to all of the things that people can now go on the internet and get for free,
right?
That, you know, whether legally or illegally pirated, you know, compared to what they used to be able to get, you know, that they used to have to pay for. I mean, I remember about a few months back there was a new movie. I can't remember which movie it was, and I was getting ready to go to it. My nephew was, you know, staying at my place, and so, hey, man, you want to go see this movie? So I'm watching right now. I'm like, what are you talking about? It just came out last night. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's already on the internet, you know? And I'm like, oh, that's great, you know? And that's just movies. I mean, even your porno, you know, they're lost.
On that note, what a way to end. Happy New Year, Don. It's true. You do get a ton of things on the internet. We talked about the newspaper business being killed. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
The new year as we swing into 2010, boy, I can think of a couple of resolutions. First of all, I think that the White House should no longer continue to say we try to be, I didn't even say try, we are transparent. That's exactly what we are. We're not trying to hide anything from the American people. If I see Robert Gibbs, the White House flack, stand up there one more time and BS his way through another news conference, I'll puke, honestly. I can't stand watching this guy. I'm thinking, wow, most powerful nation, a ton of brilliant people. Could they not get someone better than this guy? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. And I don't get the recent comments from Hawaii on the situation on Christmas Day. Frightening, to say the least. And then you find out that, of course, the TSA has no strategy. They don't have a lot of the systems in place because there's no cohesiveness. Who's leading the charge here? I don't know. Who's minding the store? I think, folks, we're on our own. That's what I've thought that for a while, but I really think it now. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Jeff is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good considering the news.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about what happened with the CIA guy?
No, Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah. He's in serious condition, they say.
Yeah, you should see that. I've been monitoring Twitter. You should see the hateful stuff that people are saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad karma to do that anyway, but that's... I haven't seen that. I haven't been on Twitter, so I haven't seen the Rush
Limbaugh. It's just waves of hateful stuff I'm seeing.
Wow. Wow.
And
do you know any more? What I heard is somebody that I know from Citadel said they're not really saying much even at the even at Citadel about it, just that he's at a hospital that's having really bad chest pains.
Yeah, well, the latest on Dress is that they are saying he's resting comfortably.
Yeah.
And so what's your plans on New Year's Eve is to take it easy, huh?
Yeah, take it easy, not be out there on the roads. You know how that is.
Oh, yeah, here in St. Louis, it's kind of getting cold and cold and snowy, so I'm staying in and I'm going all nerdy. I'm going to watch the Doctor Who marathon on BBC America.
Oh, that sounds like that would be fun.
Oh, yeah, 48 hours, three seasons in 48 hours.
I like it. You know what I might do? I might, I've got that on-demand stuff. The other thing I could do is I might, there's a show I like called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, the current guy who's playing the doctor is ending his role this season.
Uh-huh.
So they're doing the last three seasons he's been on, starting from the first one. So three seasons in 48 hours.
Yeah, I might have to tape that. That sounds good.
Yeah, so I'm kind of taking it easy, too.
Good for you. Don't get out there on those roads if they're all gunked up, especially because that's the situation here.
No, it's been raining here, and tomorrow's going to be in the 20s, so the roads are probably going to be slick.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, you have a good New Year.
You too.
Stay in. That's my thing. Stay in or stay close anyway, right? You know, New Year's Eve is never what it is billed to be anyway, I think. I don't know. Somebody else has had incredible New Year's from the time they were a kid on, call me. I want to hear about your stories because, really, it turns out to be one of the more disappointing nights, I think, of the year. Mark in New York, hello.
Hi, my dear. Can I filibuster? Here I go.
You can filibuster. Go ahead.
First of all, I just want to say thank you for 2009 letting me get on the radio, and I hope you more success in 2010 because you let anybody call within reason and speak their mind, and I hope your show continues to increase in listenership, and that's my wish for you for 2010.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I've been blessed because I have a job that still pays me overtime, so I'll be working New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. On the way to work last night, they called me for an emergency. One of the trains broke down. I was just happened to walk in, and I see the full moon hanging there, and it just makes me realize how small and insignificant I am, but I just love looking at the moon and the stars. And the reason I brought that up is because you look at all the garbage that's going on today, and you have to sort of sometimes take a deep breath, look at the stars, and say, you really are insignificant. Having said that, I just want to just get that out of the way because as far as Rush Limbaugh is concerned, I'm not surprised that people are saying what they're saying on their air. Now, someone who's a union worker who some people on the left who are Democrat would say you shouldn't support Rush. Look, let's forget the labels and everything else. If you've ever heard that man talk about liberty, freedom, and entrepreneurship and the American spirit and defend it, you can only be impressed. Now, that's what I want to say. I've heard other people on the air over the years. He's been great for this country. Now, I know some people think that he's a spokesperson for the elites and neocons and everything else. I don't know about that, but I've heard him defend my country, and I think they haven't heard that. So to wish someone ill like that, only a scumbag would do that. So I hope he gets better. And no matter what happens, it doesn't, you know, that's just why I wanted to say that, because that was in the news. And also, the other caller talked about, I mean, we have 8 CIA agents that were blown up in a supposedly safe zone. We also had 4 Canadian soldiers, hello, Sam, and 1 Canadian journalist. So you're going to, those people up there are going to be screaming for them to get out. And we also had a military strike in, supposedly on Al-Qaeda strongholds in Yemen. So it's like, it seems as if everything is just, it's just falling apart. You know, we want to go into the new year and be, you know, thankful, but I had to bring those 4 things up because I'm sure people heard about it. It's just like, I just feel like something's coming down the pike, and I wish Janet Napolitano would just resign. I can't stand looking at her either, and the longer Robert Gibbs. But really quick, the lawyer, as far as the Obama was concerned, this lawyer that talked about the well-dressed Indian fellow that accompanied the bomber onto the plane.
Yes.
And supposedly there was someone else. They're coming after this guy. It doesn't surprise me. They're trying to impugn his integrity for telling the truth. See, this was a setup, Kate. I think something's coming. Another something else is coming to get us acclimated to the body scanners, like I said before. And I'm trying to be upbeat, but this story stinks to high heaven. And I just think that more stuff is on the way. And I was told, well, I listened to an interview with this guy. I wasn't told, I'm sorry. But apparently, did that well-dressed man, was he in Africa? America or Amsterdam? Because if he was in Amsterdam, I thought the story was wrong. I know the flight originated in Nigeria, and then they switched planes in Amsterdam. So where was this well-dressed man?
It was Nigeria. It was in Nigeria.
And I could understand if there were no cameras. But someone's on the opinion that, you know, they were filming this guy. Where is the police? Just don't tell us. Don't think that we're so stupid that there's nothing on tape. So just prove who was with this guy, who let him on the plane, because this whole story is falling apart. And the reason I bring all of it up is because it frightens me. Because like you just said before we got on the internet, we're on our own. We are still on our own. And it's just, with all of this going on, and you always let me filibuster, 30 more seconds, I have to talk about what Stu talked. The only reason we can get on the air, I can get on the air for the most part, is because we're not struggling every single day to put food on our table and to take care of ourselves. We've been blessed.
That's right.
I've been blessed. We have a few bucks put aside so I can get on the air. Otherwise, I'd be sleeping right now, working my other job, my second job. The thing is, when you talked about Yellow Freight, the trucking company, Roadway, 40,000 people, I read in the New York Post that they were having some incidents there of their bondholders were suing Goldman Sachs for the way that they were treated, you know, in the financial aspects of Yellow Freight, Roadway. But the idea, America, you must listen up, 40,000 people in these trucking companies being thrown out of work. I mean, unemployment is closer to 25%, which is
that's right.
That's an area. Not to take anything away from the trucking and the warehouse people that are losing. Also, new home sales just continue to slide down. Month to month, they're down. You know, the median price is down. The gold is still going to go back up. I'm trying to be upbeat, but it's hard. You know, you got more people out of work. And is this happening by design? So you take everything I've talked about, all these stories, you're like, oh, you're off in all these directions. But we got people, you know, is this done by design? Because these people now are out of work, they're worried, they're struggling about their future. Then, you know, it allows the powers that be to come in and to control you even more because you don't have the financial wherewithal, the independence to do as you please, what you want, because you're struggling, you're searching for a job. So I am blessed, and I bless all you people out there, and I thank you for letting me speak so much. But I hope that we can turn this around, and it's more than just elections. It's you know, don't look at the rose-colored garbage that these news broadcasts can give to you because they're not telling you the truth. You have to get your own information and do the best you can, and I could keep going on. But God bless you. Happy New Year, and I'll see you in 2010.
All right. Happy New Year, Mark. And he said a mouthful, and a lot of the things that Mark said I agree with. It's a lot of the numbers are shaky that are released, and sadly, I don't think they portray an accurate description of what's happening around the United States. And when I said that you really are on your own, you're on your own with your family and friends, and hopefully you have those people around you. It's like a story I read a couple of days ago about a woman who was preparing, because now they call them preppers versus, you know, survivalist preppers, and she was a typical soccer mom and then started to get these feelings that, geez, some things, you know, I saw what happened with Hurricane Katrina and, you know, FEMA and how they respond and how the government responds to things, and I might get some things ready for my family in case something happens, and I'm not wishing that or predicting it, but I'm going to make sure that we're covered off, including stuff in our car for emergencies, etc. And I think that's the name of the game, is being prepared and not being blindsided. It's not going to be blindsided anyway. If anybody who's ever been in love and had somebody, you guys know what I'm talking about, and then she jilted you, and you felt blindsided because you had no idea, but you just bought her that piece of jewelry or whatever. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with where we're headed, what road we're going down as a country. I think you don't want to be blindsided. You want to have your eyes wide open. That should be the resolution heading into 2010, so you can make up your own mind as to what's going on, right? 800-259-5791. If you have some last-minute thoughts, throw them in here. Coming up on the flip side, talking more resolutions on America tonight.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries, If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts, giving everything inside and out.
Hey, America, we're saying goodbye to 2009 and this decade and bringing in a new decade, 2010. What will you be doing lately? Boy, the tail end of 2009 has been rough. Really, September, October, November, and December. You talk about the deaths in Afghanistan. You talk about this situation with a could-have-been Christmas Day disaster in Detroit. You talk about the disaster in the Senate, this health care bill that nobody likes. Label yourself whatever you want. Liberal, conservative, undecided, whatever, doesn't matter. Nobody, in truth, except for the politicians and the insurance company and Big Pharma, nobody really likes the bills that have been proposed and all that taxpayer money at work for those closed-door meetings and the deals that were made. Is anybody really going to get a good slice of the American pie in our health care system? And the answer is no, because the things that should be done aren't being done, certainly. And then you have what happened in Afghanistan as well with the CIA guys and the Canadians as well, somebody penetrating a compound that supposedly was mega lockdown and a suicide bomber, an insurgent. That's not good at all, obviously, for the families and for the organizations and for the for, in general, the road that we're going down with Afghanistan. All right, let's go out to Dale, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, were you out at the airport with that Eagles hat on? Oh, man, I couldn't believe it.
I was. I'm telling you, I was showered. I had on a sweat outfit and my Eagles hat. I was getting harassed.
No, I was being facetious. I wasn't there. I wanted to address one thing. You know, the issues that we have in this country, Kate, I wish President Obama would realize that we are at war with terrorists. It's not a police action. These people don't belong in American courts. They belong at Gitmo. And why we're closing that, I'll never understand it. But for sure, Robert Gibbs is not going to explain it to us.
No.
I think I commented about him several months ago. His briefing booklet is blank all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot articulate President Obama's program. Not that he's got any reason to be able to back it up. But, you know, this thing with these guys going to trial in Manhattan is just absurd. And I hope we realize that now. You know, I don't personally blame President Obama for this incident, but I think it's part of his thought process that, you know, it's a law enforcement issue, and it's not. We're at war, and he needs to get with the program.
I agree with you. I mean, we are definitely at war. There's no question about it. And it scares me to death to think of the comments that we've heard over the last couple of days and first waiting for the comments to happen when could have been the worst disaster that happened in the wake of 9/11. I couldn't agree. Like I said, I could not agree with you more. I think that the wrong people are in place, and certainly the wrong people around the president are in place, because they never impart the information correctly, and they always end up taking it back. Janet Napolitano, Robert Gibbs has had to do that. The White House communication director had to leave, basically, after some of the things that she said. It's craziness.
Well, she, I think, like you said before, the art of transparency is a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, they've talked about this for some time, but let me throw this out, Kate, to you. At the end of the year like this, I've enjoyed listening to you and allowing me to comment this year. I think about some events in my past or events that have happened in the past, and I wanted to point out about to our Canadian friends. In 1979, during the Iran Revolution, Canadians were put themselves at great risk to get Americans out of Iran. And to our friends in Canada, we haven't forgotten. We'll remember it forever. So thank you. And I have one other little shout-out, and that's to Reginald Denny. Reginald Denny could have started a race riot if he'd have responded differently than he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did what he did because he didn't want to teach his kid to be prejudiced. And he's out in, I think, Lake Havasu, Arizona now. He doesn't live in California, I don't think, anymore. But just by chance, if you're listening, Reginald, thanks a lot, buddy, because you're the kind of American that we need. And that's it, Kate. Have a great 2010, and thanks for this year.
All right, thank you. You have a great one, too. What a great way to end that, Dale. That was excellent. Jana goes deep on us. Jana is listening to us in Iowa, rather, so let's go to Jana. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate. I cracked open the eggnog, so I can call you and tell you I was drinking it on New Year's Eve. And I'd like to say I'd like to see this third party start up. I'd like to see some people start coming forward and think about being candidates for an alternative in 2010. And I wish that our president was not so pro-Muslim, but what can I say about that we haven't already discussed? And I want to wish you a very bright and happy 2010. And thank you for your show, and I certainly appreciate talking with you and listening to everybody. And you have a good evening and a good new year.
All right, Jenna, same back at you. Great listener who's been listening to America Tonight for quite some time. She always sends me some great cards and notes of encouragement. She's just a wonderful lady. And, Jana, we hope that everybody in your neck of the woods celebrates safely. I hope everybody celebrates safely. You know, that's the thing. That's why they call it amateur night. People have a tendency to soak it all in just a little bit too much. It's better to sit back with the eggnog in your own little palace, your own little place, that you don't have to worry about getting pulled over or something else happening. And it happens to all age groups, too. It's everybody just thinks, well, it's a 20-year-old that's back from college. It's not necessarily. I mean, you look the next day and hear some of the people that have been picked up, and that's not the case at all, certainly. Let's ask our own Donovan Mattson about resolutions. Donovan, do you make resolutions? Do you try to keep them, or how do you feel about them?
Oh, I make resolutions. Like this year, I've resolved to finally get around to painting my kitchen. And I think I've resolved to stop keeping explosive devices in my underwear.
Bump, bump. Great. Here comes the feds right now. I can hear them click, 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 taping this, getting ready to question me about you. That's a good resolution, though, about painting the kitchen. You know, sometimes that's probably what it is. Resolutions can be grandiose, and sometimes it's better to keep them small and possible so that you can actually achieve them and feel better about yourself. My resolution, I think, is for everybody who listens to America Tonight and their families to be safe and secure and to roll into the new year in as positive and upbeat as a way as possible. Often on this show, I mean, my hair's on fire half the time, so are yours, whether it's the two Marks or Jana or Dale, who you just heard, or so many of you, Don, Sam, so many of you that have called this show for a very long time. And what I love about all the people that are connected to America Tonight is the passion that you all have. Whether we might not always agree on everything, but the passion bleeds through, which is why I like talking to the people here that call and participate, because I can tell that you're all very passionate about this country. You care so much about America, and too often people forget the freedoms that we enjoy and forget that it is we the people. This is our country. You know, we're not there in Washington, but we elect the people who are there representing us. And heading into the new year, there are a lot of important things that could be decided. And let's hope and pray they go in the right direction. On that note, I'm going to leave you with this one for a little fun from P.J. O'Rourke. The proper behavior all through the holiday season is to be drunk. This drunkenness culminates on New Year's Eve when you get so drunk you kiss the person you're married to.
Just remember where you are and what it is that you hope to accomplish today.